County to possess a telephone. All the help I needed was available. I had no doubt that Mycroft Holmes was already in captivity. "You have three choices," I told his brother. Since this was too better than Sherlock had imagined, I had his full attention. "You can be arrested and hope you die in prison." "I doubt," he said, "that I should ever hope this." "How old are you?" 26, he admitted. "Hunter is 30, I told him. "He is the coachman whose horse you killed in Kingston. He comes from a family that never forgets and has little interest in forgiveness." "My other alternatives?" "Try to escape and be shot down." "By you?" I nodded. "By me? By my coachman? By that good detective standing over by the van? Does it make a difference?" He allowed that it did not. "And my last choice? Work for me. I need a man who can throw himself in front of carriages, think on his feet, lie when necessary, and hold up a mirror to dazzle the public. The work will be hard and dangerous. It will require levels of intelligence few men possess. You will have no official standing. In return, you will be provided with a pardon, lodgings, a housekeeper, funds, access to any delicate information you need, and an assistant. My brother? I have other plans for Mycroft." "Then who?" "Me," I told him. "Your assistant will be me." "What about Hunter?" "You will be working for me. I work for the Queen. Hunter is the Queen's favorite coachman. He will growl at you, and I will take care not to introduce the two of you before time, but he will respect your position." "Which is what?" Few of the crowd remained to see Sherlock Holmes pull himself to his feet, glance quickly around to check the alleys were still blocked, and turn back to me. He checked from habit only, his decision already made. There are some things one can see in a man's eyes. "What am I to be called?" I shrugged. "Whatever is appropriate. Do you have something in mind?" "Consulting genius," he suggested, with no appearance of shame. I smiled, amused by his vanity. "I will put that to the Queen," I promised, "although you might have to settle for a little less." The Spy's Retirement was written by John Courtney Grimwood and read by Andrew Sachs. It was directed and